Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
What's up, everybody? It's Matt Cronier for the UFS Career Services podcast, and today I am chatting with Molebogeng Moshe-Bereng. She's the Senior Marketing Officer for the University of the Free State School of Financial Planning, Law, and part-time lecturer in the Faculty of Law's Department of Private Law. A self-described lifelong student holding an NDIP in marketing, a BTEC in marketing, an LLB, and a Master's of Law. She's also pursuing a PhD in Mercantile Law at the UFS Faculty of Law. She's a mom of two, a wife, her mother's favorite youngest daughter, and a passionate senior marketing officer who has been part of the team at the UFS School of Financial Planning Law for 10 years. A marketing and communications enthusiast by heart who has found joy in the odd combination of the creative world of marketing and the rules and procedures of law. Molebogeng is excitedly pursuing her passion for legal academia and has been privileged to lecture LLB students in the modules Public Law, Legal Interpretation, and is currently guiding students to the intricacies of African customary law. Molebogeng, or Lebo, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Matt. It's great to be here.
Awesome. So that's quite a combo, you know, marketing and law. How did that happen? How did that passion come to be?
Sure. I have a very creative side, and that part, it was easy. You know, when I got out of university, I knew I wanted to do marketing.
Okay.
But I had a little bit of this clash between whether I wanted to do marketing and law. But the creative side of me said, definitely marketing.
Mm.
And by some odd coincidence, I had a conversation with a colleague of mine who happened to be our dean at the time when I was at the Faculty of Law. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, you know, Prof, I think it would be a great idea if I actually study the LLB so that I know what I'm selling.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got an idea of who my colleagues are as lecturers. I've got an idea of the modules. But it was just like a by-the-by kind of thing.
Yeah.
And she took me seriously. So one day she came back and she said, I still haven't heard anything about your application.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I'm not sure I actually want to do it.
Yes.
She's like, why not? So the question, why not? You know, after thinking about it, I was like, but why not?
Mm.
Yeah. And the two have come to make so much sense now, as much as it seems like two very distant from each other kind of disciplines. Yeah.
Okay. So it all started in marketing for you.
Yes.
And then just as the dedicated marketer you were like, I need to know more about this. I'm going to go, all the way to get a master's. Why not?
I wasn't thinking of a master's at that point. I was just thinking we'll leave it at the LLB. But, you know, as you have it, you get some sort of extra interests.
Mm.
Because of marketing contracts, one of the things I've always thought was, you can see that these things aren't written by people who are doing them practically.
Mm.
Because some of the requirements don't make sense.
Okay.
You know, if you want to set up an event on a Friday, and the expectation is we're going to sponsor you 20,000 Rand, but you need to have 500 students seated in that 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm like, but it's unlikely. A university. It's unlikely. I mean, so one of the things that I wanted as well out of that is maybe to put the practical aspects when it came to marketing related legal essentials.
Mm.
Yeah. But I wasn't thinking of a master's. And dare I say, I'm quite surprised I'm going for the PhD as well now. But yeah, the passion has obviously grown.
Yeah, that's incredible. What does your journey look like? What is your, you know, from high school, you know, was, as you mentioned, marketing was always the plan. Was that always the plan in high school? Was there something else?
No.
And then how did it progress to where you are today?
So in high school, I was actually thinking about either studying law or becoming a vet.
Okay.
Veterinary sciences. Mm. And then I figured out quite quickly that because of what actually happens at veterinary practices, and obviously, you know, you have animals that are quite sick, that may be a little bit too much for me.
Okay.
Nice. And just looking through what the other opportunities that are available were, marketing, you know, came out strong because I also wanted to be more creative.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was that. It's, yeah, marketing and law actually weren't at the top of the list when I was in high school.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then after studying marketing, getting into that practical world, I thought, you know, this is it. This is what I want to specialize in. And coming to the university, realizing that the LLB itself, its lecturers, it's actually so much more of an opportunity than actually doing criminal work. I mean, in high school, I was thinking, you know, the NPA, becoming a criminal attorney, that was the only thing that an LLB could get you to. And then I soon realized that there's so much more to it.
Sure.
And it's absolutely possible for me to put the two worlds together
and
see where that takes me.
So in your experience, what sort of challenges do students have, and what kind of advice do you often give students who want to pursue a career either in academia or in law or in marketing, actually?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest struggles in terms of career choice would be students come in with the idea of what law is based on what they see on TV.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like a huge excitement about thinking that when we all finish, we're going to be able to have access to the constitutional court, you know, be able to be like, I object, Your Honor.
Yes.
And all that drama that you see on TV.
Yes.
Where the reality is a lot of issues are actually settled out of court.
Yeah.
Students come in with the idea of criminal law. And as they go and they get into the module, they start learning that this is something maybe for my own personality, I won't be able to do. I always tell them, you know, when I was thinking about criminal law, I studied my LLB already working here, and I had a daughter at that point.
Okay.
And it actually started scaring me because I became a little bit more informed about the things that go on in the world that I don't see in the news.
Yeah.
And I realized that criminal law wouldn't be for me. For the kind of personality I have, I like being in happy spaces. I like being in, you know, places where you can contribute something in a more like chilled kind of environment.
Sure, yeah.
And court wouldn't be for me, you know. So I always tell them they need to be able to look first at who they are, because that plays quite a big role.
Yeah.
You want to be happy in your career. You want to be able to enjoy it. You don't want it to be something where you're taking stuff home emotionally and mentally that you don't know how to cope with. But in the same frame, you don't like choose a career based on fear.
Yeah.
But every year, specifically when it comes to the LLB, they're learning new disciplines.
Yes.
And by the end of it, a lot of them are actually more confused than they were in the first year.
Sure.
Because now it's like, you know, we've never heard of African customary law.
Yes.
We've never heard about things like environmental law. Ma'am, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there I say, you don't walk in already having made a decision about you want to specialize in. You need to keep an open mind, because your passion might actually come to you when you never expected, like it has for myself.
Sure. How do you balance your work-life situation?
Sure.
Or do you?
The question would be, is it balanced?
Yes.
But I think for the most part, it's about being organized.
Okay.
Trying to be as organized as possible. So I know at what time frame I'm busy with the lecturing stuff. I keep a good list on my wall of the deadlines that I have for marketing artwork, when conferences are happening, when I need to supply promotional material, but working ahead of time, which is something I'm hoping, you know, students will actually learn that when you're prepared, things are actually a little bit easier to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's also very important for me to be able to say, I am not working this weekend. I started off with the one daughter. I've got two now.
Okay.
Yeah. So my household is quite busy. An 11-year-old and, well, 11-year-old next week and a 5-year-old.
Oh, wow.
But you need to be able to put back into yourself.
Yes.
Enjoy the time with your family. Because whether it be in lecturing or in marketing, a lot of it has to do with dealing with people.
Yeah.
But you can't consistently give from an empty cup.
Sure.
Yeah. So what I try doing once every 2 months I have a mommy weekend off.
Okay, nice. Yeah.
Which just means sleeping, watching TV, and just getting a little bit of rest. Mm. So being able to care for yourself too is something that's quite important, even though you're pursuing a career and still wanting to grow into it, because I'm failing you to lecturing and I still want to grow into that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you not doing what you have done? So no marketing, no law. and let's also exclude veterinary science here as well. What would you be doing if none of those were on the table?
Opportunity available and access, I'd be a Formula One driver.
Okay. Yes. Oh, wow. All right. Yes. Okay. That's quite an extreme opposite there.
It's one of the things I enjoy. So just to be able to even just calm myself after a busy day, I take a drive from the university side of the N1 all the way up to Bayswater.
Okay.
And then all the way back onto the other side of like Fichert Park.
Yeah.
And then drive home.
Oh, cool.
So I enjoy being in a car.
Yes.
And figuring out, you know.
And going really, really fast. You know, let's, yeah.
I'm not putting that on record.
You are a legal person, so you know, we'll keep those details off record.
Yes, but I enjoy cars. My dad was a mechanic.
Okay.
And looking at car parts, shopping for car parts is something that I did with him a lot when I was small.
Yeah.
So I love cars.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really interesting.
So if I could be paid not to be a mechanic, but to drive one.
Yeah.
You know, drive a car and actually have fun doing that.
Yes.
I'd take
it. Nice. Okay. That's awesome. That's very cool. Nice.
McLaren, I'm available.
Okay. There we go. We'll definitely put that part on record at least. Very good. Nice. So in that, and I mean, yeah, it sounds like you are, I mean, you're a creative person. You obviously within the structures of law, you've got this adrenaline junkie side to you as well. In doing your job, what has been sort of, we're going to ask about the best and the worst. So I think let's start with the good stuff. What has been the highlight of your career so far?
That one's difficult because I feel like I've had a few highlights.
Okay.
You know, one, being in marketing at the university has given me so many opportunities to meet people that inspire me that I wouldn't on an everyday basis get the chance to meet.
Okay.
The very first person that I met is Professor Thulima Dunsel at a conference that we were organizing here.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow,
nice. Yeah.
You know, listening to her, getting to have a little chat with her. You know, Justice Mokgweng Mokgweng, now former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. And all of that was like, this is what I'm here for, you know. And in lecturing, being able to get students engaged, seeing that they understand the work, but also when they're done, them saying, you know, we enjoyed your class.
Yes.
Because I don't think students can learn if they don't enjoy, or they don't want to at least, you know. So those kind of things, the email that you get from a student who graduated 4 or 5 years ago that says, ma'am, I'm just updating you.
Yeah.
I just got a job at so-and-so. That's amazing for me. Yeah. And that makes my day.
Yeah. And then on the flip side of things, what has been either, you know, some of the challenges that you've had to face in order to, you know, complete everything that you have and get to where you are now, or sort of a bit of a low point in your journey to here? Because unfortunately, it's not always amazing and wonderful and nice.
I think when I was studying with my LLB, I fell pregnant with my second born when I was doing my third year. And in my head, because I had a plan that I felt should be kept set and I should always like go according to it, I wasn't willing to adjust.
Okay.
The pressure of it became a lot. And it took actually getting to the point where I was saying, I don't know how I'm going to do this. For me to say, but I don't have to do it this way. I can still finish. But at this point, my child's health requires me to drop a few modules. So next semester, I'm going to do half the load. That was very difficult because, like I said, I like going according to the plan.
Yes.
And when it's not working like that, there's a part of you that feels like you're failing yourself. Mm. But when I graduated, one of the things my mom always told me is nobody's going to actually ask you as you continue in your future why you didn't do all the modules in the second semester of your third year.
Yeah.
Just do it. It's for your health. It's for your baby's health. Mm. But it's just not something that I wanted to do that way.
Yeah.
But man, I'm grateful I did.
How has having a bit more of a creative streak sort of helped you with law and with your sort of legal route that you've taken?
I think in teaching, my slides are quite creative.
Yeah.
But also in the way that I think about how to go about the lecture and how to go about the information, giving the information across.
Mm.
One of the biggest privileges that I've had is the fact that I worked with students before I was even in a classroom to be able to lecture.
Yes.
So at the faculty, I was guardian of the faculty-based student association, the Juridical Society.
Okay.
And during this time, I got to have a better idea of who our students are, what their challenges are. And having that sort of information, you also understand that we have students who did well in the exam for English, but aren't actually professionally efficient.
Yeah.
So how I talk in class is not like a lawyer.
Yes.
It's about getting students to understand. Being willing to explain certain concepts, because I say to them, guys, think of me as a panic button. You've studied, you can see you're not doing well, you've done your tutorials, your next stop is me. And let's see if it's necessary that I explain it differently from the way I did before.
Yes.
Yeah. So that sort of background with coming in, knowing who the students are, knowing their challenges, but also being able to make the classroom environment one that sort of suits our generation of students. Because you can't want to teach the way you were taught.
Yes.
Because you're also dealing with students who think very differently.
Yes. So those are all the main questions I have for you. We do have at the end usually just a couple of quick fire questions. So I'm going to give you a sort of either or options and then also just to complete some sentences. First thing that comes to mind, we'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay. It's nothing hectic. Don't worry. Okay. So coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Remote or on-site?
It depends what it is. Both. Some.
Work
on site.
On site. Awesome. And then to complete the sentence, every morning I?
First thought was brush my teeth.
Well, there we go. That's real. And my favorite word is?
Delicious.
Very good. So deliciously brushing your teeth after some coffee, something salty, while at work.
Yes.
Very good. Awesome. Lebo, thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And yeah, all the best with the future and your studies and the PhD. I'm excited to see where this goes for you.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a good one.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.